Hindsight is 2020, but viewers of the new Bridget St. Bridget production of Betrayal won't need to know that. The play was written by Harold Pinter in 1978. It focuses on the lives of a married couple as their marriage falls apart following a long-lasting affair. The current director, Kathy Kurz, says the story is about much more than just the marital betrayal.
It enables us to see more what the motivations are, what lies are being told among the characters, what lies the characters are telling themselves. It's an intense examination of human behavior.
The way that is accomplished, Kurz says, is through essentially telling the story backwards. When the play starts in 1977, the marriage at the heart of the show has been over for 2 years. From there, the audience is taken back in time, stopping in 1975, 74, 73, and 71, before finishing in 1968. Because the story is told backwards, Kurz says that's the way they began rehearsal, except in the opposite way that the play is done.
So we started technically at the end in 1968. It's the last scene of the play, but it's the first scene in time order. And then after we had that completed, we went back and put it together in the order of the play.
All of this may sound like it would lead to a confusing storyline, but Kurz explains that in telling the story this way, the audience is made to look deeper into the actions of each individual. Being able to see those actions in reverse order, Kurz says, allows viewers to come to their own conclusions.
When the humans aren't bad guys and good guys, they're us. We would all like to think that we would never do such a thing. And I think, you know, many people would not. But yet everyone has betrayed themselves by behaving in a certain way at some point in their lives, and rationalize that betrayal.
The show is meant to cause viewers to reflect on their own lives and decisions. As Pinter's writing was inspired by his own affair, the storytelling leaves room for individual interpretation, and Kurz says it leads to an examination of social constructs almost as much as human nature. We create social conventions, everything from manners to bigger systems like marriage, and these help us feel secure, Kurz says.
When you start eroding those conventions or violating those conventions, then chaos gets closer, the floor gets weaker. I think he's saying you violate them at your own risk, because underneath that floor that you've built for yourself to walk on and feel secure, if you start ripping it up, there's nothing underneath. You'll fall.
To find your own interpretation of Betrayal, you can find tickets between now and June 28th at bsbtheater.com. From the KVNO Arts Desk, I'm Bree Smith.